Do you think the Indian government will ever allow us to examine the tomb of Hazrat Isa to prove that he is really buried there?
You see, this is a very difficult question. First of all, from the point of view of religious attitude to the buried prophets, to the graves of the prophets, and the buried bodies of the prophets, will it be a welcome idea to even suggest that the tomb should be unearthed, dug out, and the body should be examined? This is a very important and very sensitive issue. But some people may take the attitude that because it is not known so far, 100%, that it is Jesus who is buried there, so any inquiry, while the issue hangs in balance, undecided as yet, would not be in any way, should not be in any way taken to be an act of insult to the Jesus, to the body of Isa alayhi salam. In that, so that is why I said it's a bit involved issue. Secondly, if we do it, Ahmadis, whatever we find will be taken with a pinch of salt by others, if not with definite doubt or rejection. If the Christians do it, on the other hand, there is a very real likelihood of their, meddling with the facts and trying to prove that it is just a fake thing and not real. This has happened before, many a time, in fact. In case of Turin Shrine, what they did was, according to the Christian scholars themselves, who examined the report of NASA along with some representatives of the church, according to them, it was just a fraudulent approach and a willful attempt to mislead the people of the world regarding the issue of the genuineness of Turin's shroud. Now, for instance, it was related that the age of the shroud could not be beyond 1200 years, and because of the carbon testing, this is a well-proven fact. Now, a Russian scientist has taken it up and challenged it, who is an expert on carbon testing. He said the carbon testing can fluctuate between 1,000 years either way, in this direction and that direction. How can you say with certainty that these 1,200 years are a certain age, this certain age? It could be 200 or 2,200 or any period in between. So there are other scientists who have also taken it up. So that is why I am very doubtful as to the results of any investigation carried out by reopening the grave and putting the body or parts of the body to test, etc. As far as the Indian government is concerned, Allah knows best what their attitude would be, because they are making it a source of income for themselves. They are attracting tourism. Yet I doubt if they do believe that it is the grave of Jesus Christ. See? So it is just a godsend for them that a grave happens to be in India, which is considered by some scholars to be possibly that of Jesus Christ. So why should they remove this cover, this cloak of uncertainty, if it is uncertainty, to which, as I believe, they would argue, to prove to the world that it is not Jesus Christ, so the tourists will cease to come just for this attraction. So either way, this is very difficult to decide. From our point of view, from others' point of view, from the point of view of the danger, of people who are willfully interested to willfully meddle with the facts and change them. So, another very important point is that these graves should not be unduly overemphasized, because the argument of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, which preceded this discovery, was very powerful and potent argument in favor, from the Quranic point of view, of death of Jesus Christ. From the biblical point of view, in favor of the death of Jesus Christ. And from both points of view, of his migration. So this is a very strong argument in favor of Ahmadiyya point of view, that the most important sources of history, Judaic history, and also particularly the history of the period of Jesus Christ, point their fingers at the same thing, that Jesus was attempted to be crucified so that he could die upon the cross, but there is certainly no evidence that he died upon the cross. On the contrary, the biblical evidence is that the person who was taken down was still bleeding, and after having been taken down, he bled. And also there is an incontrovertible evidence that when his legs were not broken, like the legs of the thieves who were also hanging by his side, they were definitely broken. And his body was carried away in a cloak of secrecy. It was kept away from the Jewish site. Before the Jews could have access to that body, the grave was found empty and it had already left. He was seen alive in the same body with the same wounds by his own disciples. All these overwhelming facts speak of Jesus' deliverance from the cross and escape from the territory where he was attempted to be crucified. Now, these are the facts we speak. Now, it is not for us at all to show him buried anywhere in the world, because he must have died somewhere at least, if not in Kashmir, somewhere else. So, the crucial point is that to the main argument, the grave of Srinagar is not that important as some people think. Moreover, I also looked at it from another angle when I tried to find out if the first information was given to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam by Allah himself, like the death of Jesus was revealed to him by Ilham, by revelation which repeatedly informed him that your old view that Jesus is alive is wrong, he's dead, he's like ordinary human prophets, he passed away. No such information was given to him by Ilham regarding this grave. This is a very important thing. This omission in itself speaks. So, it was discovered incidentally by one of his companions, Nuruddin, by the name of Nuruddin, who was also called Khalifa Nuruddin, but he's not the same Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal. He's another Nuruddin. But a very holy man. He found it that in Mahalla Khan Yar in Srinagar, there is a grave of an old prophet who is called Yusuf. So this put Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam onto the way of research, and many Ahmadi scholars of that period helped him finding out material in favor of the possibility of that person being Jesus Christ. If he is, well and good, most welcome. But if he is not, then it does not in any way, you know, weaken our argument, which was based on the scripture evidence, and also the natural evidence, human evidence, evidence supported by human common sense, I mean. Jesus must have died somewhere. He was not a son of God or supernatural. But he did not die there, because there was no grave in that area. Now people are speaking of some grave which has bones of Jesus Christ and some others along with it. These are the new issues raised by church and things, which attempts to confuse the whole issue. But one thing is certain, up till now, 2,000 years have passed since, almost 2,000, and the Christians didn't know where Jesus was buried. He must have escaped that area, that is what I mean. He must have gone out of the reach of their arms of information. They fell short, you know, within the territory to which they had access, and then Jesus must have gone beyond and outside. So they found no evidence during the last 2,000 years of even a claim that Jesus died here and here died his mother and so on and so forth. Those who migrated with him became a forgotten and closed chapter in the history of Christianity. No one even attempted. Surprisingly so, because if Jesus had risen to the heaven, what about the rest of his companions who just disappeared from the scene? So they must have left the territory and gone elsewhere. So I personally like the grave to be that of Jesus Christ. You know, that would be a lot of work has done by Masih Maud Rasulullah Sallam and his companion. So that would resolve the issue. But if not, like the Christians are doing it now, they are publishing facts, oh, another grave is discovered in Japan of Jesus Christ, another that place and that place and that place. They are extremely panicky about the Ahmadiyya doctrine and the way it is supported by facts. So that is why they want to confuse the issue, and they themselves want to highlight this far more than we should ever do. They say, all right, if the grave is not that of Jesus, then all the Ahmadiyya, you know, edifice of arguments in favor of Jesus' death are also demolished. This is wrong. Grave or no grave. But how many are prophets there? How many prophets are there whose graves are discovered? Can you doubt about their death? So the death is a 100% certain thing. There's no shadow of doubt. He has not risen to heaven bodily. He must remain here on earth. Is he hiding himself somewhere, still alive? So death is a natural phenomenon. To reject this phenomenon to have taken place in the case of a particular person requires a very strong argument, overwhelmingly strong, to prove that this man escaped death and unnaturally remain alive for that long. No such evidence can be produced in favor of Jesus Christ in the least. So don't weaken your own argument by overemphasizing certain things. Right?
Yes.